Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi came into office pledging to crack down on religious intolerance. Religious minorities in India, Muslims and Christians, welcomed the message because the Prime Minister is a member of the Hindu Nationalist Party, a party with a long history of stirring up religious tensions. In the year since Modi took office, Muslims have grown anxious over a barrage of bigoted statements, and Christians are uneasy over a series of attacks on churches. NPR's Julie McCarthy examines an especially violent case in one Christian community.
The events that transpired this spring inside the Jesus and Mary Convent School alarmed Indians of all faiths. Police in the town of Ranagat in the state of West Bengal say that a criminal gang broke in after midnight and took three nuns who lived there hostage. Thomas D'Souza, Archbishop of Calcutta, 2 hours away, picks up the story.
They tied all the sisters to chairs along with their security guard.
He says the men then singled out the eldest nun, taking her from room to room in search of money. In a spree that lasted some 3 hours, they robbed the school, desecrated the chapel, and raped the 71-year-old Mother Superior.
Was Sister Gladys protecting other nuns?
I heard, you know, she was saying, please don't do anything, you know, to others. Please don't do anything. And so on. She was pleading for the others.
The Archbishop says the community of some 7,000 Christians was more enraged than frightened.
Certainly the sisters were terrified, I can tell you that. I was there, you know, it was terrible, terrible. They were terrified. But among the people, initially more than fear, I think it was anger.
It emerged that in the week running up to the attack, the nuns had complained to the police about threatening phone calls, but police took no action. After the March 14th incident, residents spilled into the streets demanding justice for the men captured on the school's CCTV footage. Christians in Ranagat could be forgiven if they'd blamed the Hindu right. Close associates of their own chief minister, Mamata Banerjee, called the convent attack the fault of Narendra Modi's BJP party for stirring religious fanaticism. Modi came to power last year with the backing of Hindu fundamentalists. Since then, those followers have pushed a Hindu agenda that would restrict what people can and cannot eat, read, watch, or study. They've called churches mere factories for conversion. Modi began his second year in office this month, warning in unusually stern terms that his government will not tolerate discrimination against any religion. Bengali businessman Terence Mandel applauds Modi's remarks and adds that he's more threatened by Hindu fundamentalists as an Indian citizen than he is as a Christian.
As an Indian Christian, I'm not really afraid of the right-wing extremists taking over the country because that cannot happen. That goes against the very grain of Indianness. All Indians are disgusted with this disturbing trend, targeting hate, vandalization of Christian churches. All Indians, not just Christians.
Moinya Biswas stands in the kitchen of her home just across from the ransacked Jesus and Mary School. It's her teenage daughter's school. As a Christian, Biswas is apprehensive about Hindu zealots who publicly intimidate religious minorities. But she sounds more afraid of being the victim of robbers or sexual predators. With Biswas's husband away working in the Middle East, as many men here are, religious polarization is not foremost on her mind. We're fearful mostly because our men are working overseas and women are home alone. But what can we do? We have to eat. So our husbands are abroad, Biswas says. Christians in West Bengal seem more willing to entertain the possibility that the robbery and rape of the convent was a heinous act by thugs rather than a religious hate crime by extremists. Detective-like, they ponder motives. Were there local conspirators with a grudge against the nuns? Had the nuns' defense of the poor rubbed someone the wrong way? Sister Cyril, a Catholic nun who came to India from Ireland in 1956, says she's not one bit worried and adds that many Hindus have commiserated with her and taken the Christians' side.
So for me, it's a very good thing. It means that the Christians are recognized as a good body here in India and that the good that is being done by the Christian church in terms of education, hospitals, health, care of the poor, all these things are being recognized by all right-minded people.
Senior investigators in West Bengal tell NPR that an 8 to 10 member criminal gang from across the border in Bangladesh carried out the convent attack, and that 5 men are now in custody, with several having been identified by the nuns. The West Bengal case sheds light on the complexities of faith and fear in India, how the very nature of Indianness, pluralistic, multi-religious, sits at the core of a community's concerns, how that community's students, businessmen, and clergy can recite the Constitution on the right of every Indian to profess, practice, and propagate their religion. Again, Archbishop Thomas of Calcutta.
As a democracy, and as a secular country, we can coexist. Christians, Hindus, Muslims, Jains, Sikhs, Buddhists, that is our beauty. That, and all need to be protected by the government as per the constitutional rights.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, West Bengal.